This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the recover method when a feedback conversation goes wrong. 7 steps to repair a feedback conversation before it causes lasting damage. In short, this article covers the recover method, a 7-step recovery framework that gives you a reliable system to repair a feedback conversation after it breaks down. How to recognize the moment a feedback exchange goes wrong and stop it from getting worse. How to own your mistakes and validate the other person's experience with genuine honesty. How to recommit to the relationship and restore trust after a difficult exchange. Definition: the recover method is a 7-step feedback repair framework for conversations that break down. It covers recognizing what went wrong, ending if needed, cooling down, owning mistakes, validating the other person's experience, explaining intent, and recommitting to the relationship. You had good intentions. You prepared what you wanted to say. You picked what felt like the right moment. And then the feedback conversation collapsed anyway. The person you were trying to help went silent, or defensive, or the whole thing escalated into something neither of you wanted. You left the room feeling worse than when you walked in. This is not a rare failure. It happens to experienced managers, team leads, and even people who've given feedback for years. The problem is really the intention. It is the absence of a recovery system. When a feedback conversation goes off course, most people default to their worst instincts, doubling down, over-explaining, going quiet, or abandoning the conversation entirely. The recover method gives you something different. It is a structured 7-step framework I introduce and Say It Right Every Time, specifically built for the moment a feedback exchange breaks down, and you need a clear path back. In this article, you will learn every step of the method and how to apply it in real workplace situations. If you want to prevent these breakdowns from happening in the first place, how to use the strong method to prepare before a high-stakes feedback conversation is a strong place to start. Why having a recovery structure changes everything. Most people assume that communication ability is something you are either born with or you are not. That is not true. What separates skilled communicators from everyone else is not natural talent. It is having a reliable structure to fall back on when the pressure rises and the conversation stops cooperating. Feedback conversations are among the most emotionally loaded exchanges in any workplace. Here are the situations where having a recovery framework makes a genuine difference. When the person you're giving feedback to reacts with unexpected defensiveness, and you need a way to de-escalate without abandoning the conversation entirely. When you realize mid-conversation that you chose the wrong tone or the wrong words, and the exchange has already shifted into something combative. When your feedback triggers an emotional response so strong that continuing the conversation would only deepen the damage. When you said something you regret and need a clear, honest method for making it right without making it worse. When a feedback conversation ends badly, and you need to return to it later with a repair strategy that actually works. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. The Recover Method, a 7-step feedback repair framework. As I outline in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, the Recover Method is designed for the specific moment a feedback conversation goes wrong. It is not a script you recite from the beginning. It is a recovery system you reach for when things break down. Each step builds on the one before it. Name and plain language summary. The recover method is a 7-step repair framework. It gives you a clear, ordered path back to productive dialogue after a feedback exchange collapses. What it is designed for. This method is built for feedback conversations that have broken down through emotional escalation, defensiveness, misunderstanding, or a mistake on your part. It works whether the breakdown happened in the moment or hours after the conversation ended. How it works. Number 1. Recognize what went wrong. Before you can repair anything, you need to be honest about what actually broke down. Was it your tone? Your timing? A specific word that landed badly? This is not about assigning blame. It is about clarity. Example: I pushed too hard on that last point. I can see I lost them the moment I said it. Number 2. End the conversation if needed. Sometimes the most skilled thing you can do is stop. If emotions are running high and continuing will only make things worse, pause the conversation with care and intention. Example: I think we should take a break and come back to this where we are both in a better place to talk. Number 3. Cool down before returning. Give both yourself and the other person genuine time to regulate. Do not return to the conversation before you are ready. Returning too early is one of the most common mistakes in feedback recovery. Example, I'm going to give this a few hours. When I come back, I want to approach it differently. Number 4, own your mistakes. Return to the conversation and take clear responsibility for your part in the breakdown. Do not qualify it, minimize it, or follow it immediately with a but. A clean ownership statement does more repair work than a 10-minute explanation. Example, I said some things I regret, specifically the way I framed that last point. That was my fault. Number 5. Validate the other person's experience. Acknowledge what they felt and what they went through in the conversation. This does not mean you agree with their interpretation. It means you respect that their experience was real. Example, I understand why that landed the way it did. If someone had said that to me, I would have felt the same way. Number 6. Explain your intent. Only after you have owned your mistakes and validated their experience should you clarify what you were actually trying to do. Intent matters, but it must come after the repair, not before it. Example, what I was trying to do was help you see a pattern I have noticed. I handled the delivery badly, but that was the intention behind it. Number 7. Recommit to the relationship. Close the repair by making the working relationship explicit. Make it clear that this conversation matters to you, that you want to move forward, and that you are invested in making things right. Example, I value working with you. I want us to get this right. Can we try again? When to use it? Use the recover method immediately after a feedback conversation breaks down, or as a structured return to a conversation you ended badly. It works well at any relationship stage, but it is especially powerful when the working relationship has real value to you. When not to use it? Do not attempt to run through all 7 steps in a single rushed conversation. If you compress the method to avoid discomfort, it will not hold. The cooling down step in particular requires real time. A quick example in practice. You give a team member feedback on a missed deadline. It escalates. They say you're being unfair and leave the meeting. The next morning, you approach them. I have been thinking about how that went yesterday. I came in too hard, and I said things I regret, specifically the way I compared this to the last quarter. That was not fair, and I am sorry. I understand why you walked out. I would have too. What I was really trying to do was flag a pattern I'm worried about, because I think you're capable of more. I want to try this conversation again, properly. Can we find time this week? Eamon's take. Here is the truth of it. The method works, because it puts the relationship before the argument. Most people try to repair a feedback conversation by re-explaining their point. That is the wrong order. Earn the right to be heard again before you say another word. How to use the SBI method alongside recover. The recover method tells you how to repair a broken feedback conversation, but it does not replace the original feedback itself. Once the repair is complete and trust is restored, you still need to deliver the message clearly. This is where the SBI method becomes essential. The SBI method for giving feedback that actually changes behavior gives you structure built around situation, behavior, and impact, which keeps your feedback specific, observable, and free of the kind of personal framing that tends to trigger defensive reactions. After a recover repair, returning to the original feedback using SBI is the cleanest path forward. Name and plain language summary. The SBI method is a 3-part feedback structure. It separates observable behavior from personal judgment, which makes feedback easier to hear and act on. What it is designed for. Use it to redeliver feedback after a recover repair, or to structure feedback delivery before a conversation so you reduce the risk of a breakdown in the first place. How it works. Number 1. Situation. Name the specific context where the behavior occurred. Be precise about when and where. Example, in Tuesday's client presentation, during the queue and the section. Number 2. Behavior. Describe exactly what you observed. Stick to what was visible and verifiable. No interpretations. Example, you interrupted the client twice before they finished their question. Number 3. Impact. Explain the effect that behavior had on the team, the client, or the outcome. Example, and I noticed the client became visibly hesitant to ask further questions after that. When to use it? SBI is your default structure for any feedback conversation, but it is particularly valuable when returning to a conversation you previously handled badly. It keeps the second attempt grounded in facts. When not to use it? If the relationship repair is not yet complete, do not move to SBI. Delivering structured feedback before trust is restored feels clinical and will be received as another attack. A quick example in practice. After a recover repair, Now that we have talked through what happened yesterday, can I try the feedback again? In last week's team meeting, when I raised the reporting issue, you responded by listing other people's failures before I had finished. The impact was that the conversation moved away from the issue before we could resolve it. I want to work on this with you, not against you. Eamon's take. SBI keeps you honest. It forces you to describe behaviour, not character. And in a repair situation, that distinction is everything. How to stay calm when defensiveness arrives mid-feedback. Even the most well-prepared feedback conversation can trigger a defensive reaction. When that happens, you need a method for staying grounded before the conversation escalates into something that requires a full recovery pair. The core framework for staying calm when feedback triggers defensiveness covers exactly this territory. It is built around four elements: clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. I reference it in Say It Right every time as the foundational communication approach that underpins everything else. Name and plain language summary. The core framework is a four-element model for staying grounded and constructive when a feedback conversation becomes emotionally charged. It is what you apply in the moment before things escalate beyond recovery. What it is designed for. Use core when you feel the conversation shifting into defensive territory and you need to maintain your composure and direction. How it works. Number 1. Clarity. Keep your message specific and factual. Vague feedback creates space for defensiveness to grow. Example. I want to be clear about what I observed. The report was submitted 3 days after the agreed deadline. Number 2. Openness. Signal that you are listening, not just delivering. Make room for the other person's perspective. Example. I want to hear your view on this. What was happening from your side? Number 3. Respect. Speak to the person's capability, not their inadequacy. Feedback should build, not diminish. Example. I'm raising this because I know you can do better, and I want to help you get there. Number 4. Empathy. Acknowledge that feedback is not easy to receive. Name it. Example. I know this is not comfortable to hear. I appreciate you listening. When to use it. Apply core in real time during a feedback conversation when you sense defensiveness rising. It is a moment-to-moment guide, not a structured script. When not to use it. If the conversation has already fully broken down, core alone is not enough. At that point, you need the full recover method. A quick example in practice. A team member crosses their arms and says, I feel like I'm always the one being singled out. You respond, I hear that, and I want you to know this is not about singling you out. What I observed was a specific situation, and I'm raising it because I think you have the ability to handle it differently. Can you tell me more about how it looked from your perspective? Eamon's take. People who feel heard really explode. Core keeps the conversation human when the pressure is on, and that alone prevents most breakdowns before they start. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. How to choose the right framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation, best framework. A feedback conversation has already broken down. Recover method. You need to re-deliver feedback after repair. SBI method. Defensiveness is rising mid-conversation. Core framework. You are preparing for a high-stakes feedback exchange. Strong method. Your feedback has damaged team cohesion. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy. You need to formally apologize after a failed conversation. How to apologize in a way that actually restores synergy. You want to turn feedback outcomes into a development plan. How to use the GROW method. There will be moments where more than one framework applies. A conversation that needs a recover repair will almost always need SBI afterward. A conversation where core is not enough will eventually require recover. The frameworks are not competitors. They are designed to work in sequence. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using the recover method. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you cite. Skipping the cooling down step. Returning to a broken feedback conversation too quickly, while either party is still emotionally heightened, turns a repair attempt into a second argument. Give the cooling down step the time it actually needs. Leading with intent before ownership. Explaining what you meant to say before you have genuinely owned what you did say is a subtle way of avoiding accountability. The other person hears the explanation as an excuse. On your part first, without qualification, validating with caveats. I understand why you felt that way, but immediately cancels the validation. A genuine acknowledgement of someone's experience has no, but attached to it. Compressing all seven steps into one rushed conversation. The recover method is not designed to be delivered in a single sitting. Ending and cooling down are distinct steps because they require real time. Rushing through them to get to the resolution is a shortcut that rarely holds. Confusing recommitment with resolution. Recommitting to the relationship does not mean the original feedback issue is resolved. It means you're both willing to return to it productively. Make that distinction clear when you close the repair. A framework used badly is still better than no framework. But a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. Start with one, practice it in a real situation, and build from there. Number 1. Identify your most recent feedback breakdown. Think of a feedback conversation in the past month that did not go well. Write down, specifically, what you think went wrong. Use the recover method's first step, recognize, as your guide. This one exercise will sharpen your ability to diagnose future breakdowns faster. Number 2. Practice the ownership step in low-stakes situations first. Before you use the full recover method in a high-stakes repair, practice owning small mistakes directly and without qualification. I handled that poorly is harder to say than it sounds. Build the habit in everyday moments before you need it in a difficult one. Number 3. Pair your repair with a structured redelivery. Once you have completed a recover repair, return to the original feedback using the SBI method to give feedback that unifies instead of divides. Prepare the situation, behavior, and impact components before the follow-up conversation so you're specific and grounded. Number 4. Review after every significant feedback conversation. Ask yourself the same 3 questions. What went well? What would I do differently? What would I reach if it broke down? This habit, practiced consistently, builds the instinct you need before the pressure arrives. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The recover method is not a last resort. It is a structured recovery system you should have ready before every significant feedback conversation. Ending a conversation that has broken down is not failure. It is one of the most skilled moves available to you. Owning your mistakes before explaining your intent is the sequence that makes repair work. Reverse that order and you lose the person before you start. Validating someone's experience does not mean agreeing with their interpretation. It means acknowledging that what they felt was real. The cooling down step is non-negotiable. Return to the conversation before you are ready, and you risk making the original breakdown permanent. Every repair is also an opportunity to model the kind of communication you want on your team. For more on building feedback conversations that hold up under pressure, read How to Give Feedback That Strengthens Team Synergy Instead of Breaking It. And if you want the full system for preparing before a difficult feedback exchange, How to Use the Strom Method to Prepare Before a High-Stakes Feedback Conversation will give you the structure you need. The recover method feedback conversations require is not complicated. It is just rare, because most people are too proud or too afraid to use it. Be the one who uses it. Frequently asked questions. What is the recover method for feedback conversations? The recover method is a 7-step framework for repairing a feedback conversation that has gone wrong. It guides you through recognizing the breakdown, ending the conversation if needed, cooling down, owning your mistakes, validating the other person, explaining your intent, and recommitting to the relationship. How do you use the recover method feedback framework at work? You apply the recover method by working through each step in sequence after a feedback conversation breaks down. Start by naming what went wrong, pause the conversation if emotions are high, then return to repair the exchange with honesty, empathy, and a clear commitment to move forward together. When should you stop a feedback conversation and use a recovery framework? Stop a feedback conversation when either person becomes emotionally flooded, begins shutting down, or the discussion veers into personal attacks. The recover method is designed for exactly this moment. Pausing early prevents a recoverable breakdown from becoming a permanent rupture in the working relationship. What does the R stand for in the recover method? The R stands for recognize. This first step requires you to identify clearly what went wrong in the feedback conversation before you can repair it. Without honest recognition of the breakdown, every step that follows is built on shaky ground, and the repair is unlikely to hold. Can the recover method be used after giving critical feedback? Yes, the recover method works especially well after critical or high-stakes feedback that triggered a defensive or emotional reaction. It gives you a structured path back to productive dialogue, so the original message is not lost and the working relationship is not permanently damaged by a single difficult exchange. How is the recover method different from a standard apology? A standard apology addresses only what you did wrong. The recover method covers the full repair process, stopping the conversation before it worsens, cooling down, owning your part, validating the other person's experience, clarifying your intent, and actively recommitting to the relationship. It is a system, not a single gesture. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.